Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio as we get ready to welcome a guest in here today. My name is Marissa and her name is...
Walkita.
Yeah, Walkita, one of my former students here who just got to finish up the demo. And I think, you know, you may have impressed yourself. Am I wrong?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So,
no, but it's okay. It's okay because I think demo day itself is such an eye-opening experience, I think. You know, because when you do go through the Voice Coaches program, at the end, what some people might not realize is, yeah, you go ahead, you get in a real studio, you go ahead and you do a demo, basically like it would be going and doing a job. So we get you in there and you really don't know what to expect if you've never done any of this kind of stuff before. And you have a lot of different things going through your brain. And it's like, am I ready for this? Did I do enough? Have I been doing the right things? You know, did I take what they gave me? And did I really run with it in the right direction? Or did I take a step backwards? And, you know, you get in the studio that day and like everything is wildly different. And I know that. But you crushed it. You did. And... like, tell me right now, before we get into like detailed stuff, like how are you just feeling, you know, being out of there and having it done?
Having it done and over, it does feel like a breath of fresh air because practicing and having to listen to my own voice. And by the way, I hate the sound of my own voice.
You're not the only one. Everybody says that at first. Everybody says it.
And that is scientifically proven that happens, but to listen back and then actually hear where I need to like increase pitch here, have a little bit more smile in the copy, but doing it and having it done, I feel accomplished. Maybe after an actor gets headshots, maybe, and you're like, yeah, I got something to show you.
All right. Yeah, no, make it all as glamorous as you want. Because it is funny, right? Like I've had people all this time, they're like, you have headshots, you do voice, you're on the radio and stuff, like what do you need? And it's like, especially these days, there's just so many web elements to every job. I feel like that, yeah, you need it. Mm-hmm. And like not that anybody really needs to know what I look like, but you know, it does help in some way. So I always freshen stuff up too. So here's what I want to ask you, Walkita, is I guess tell me what, well, first of all, like what got you into this that made you want to do voiceover? Like what made you want to go ahead, you know what, I need to go ahead and get the education because this is something maybe I've always wanted to do, or what pushed you in this direction?
Well, I would say for voice acting, for me, like people always said, because I do voices. When I talk to people, you never know what you're going to get with me. You may get like, you know, a little valley girl, or you might get a little British, but I do sounds, a little PSA voice. But people are like, you sound just like the people on the automated machine. Because I will answer my phone for all the bill collectors out there. And I would be like, Wife mortuary, where we tag them and you put them to rest. Or oh, something like goodness. That but I guess it just started from there, and people were always telling me, oh, you should get into voice acting, you should be in acting, or do you sing? I'm like, no, I can hold a note, but that's with other people around. But people were just seeing the like theater art. So college, I did some theater art classes, tried out for some theaters. I just love that artistic part of my brain. So in my life, I'm going through a divorce right now. So I'm learning, for me, I have to live life as a singular person and find my joys. And then like on Instagram, I just saw a $30 voice acting class. I said, that's cheap. Let's try that. I got $30, so it got my money, and then I did the class, and then I love the information I got from it, And then when I got my call and I did the little whole script, and then I got my feedback and they were like, we would love to do an evaluation with me. I was like, oh, so you want me? You okay? Okay, I'll try it. And then once I went to the evaluation, they was like, oh, you can do this and this and this. And I was like, I would love to be in a sick anime.
Right.
I would love to be anime.
It starts getting your brain going, right? Like all of a sudden, like the wheels start turning. You're like, well, what could I do with this? You know, and I think anybody that is tuned in for, I mean, even just like the first 5 minutes here of this podcast can already tell that you are full of personality and full of energy. And I think, you know, the beautiful thing too is like, I mean, you might have some hesitation in your gut a little bit at times, but I don't think you hold back. And that is a beautiful thing, especially for an industry like this. You know, when I was starting, I was somebody who was incredibly shy. So like, I would hold back, but I would be like you with my friends. So with the people I was comfortable with, but you know, I had to grow into that comfort, or at least that comfort to push myself a little bit further. What do you think was the best part of what you were taking away from your time in the education part of everything? Like what's the biggest takeaway you think?
I think the biggest takeaway is learning to use skills that I really already had, but never knew I can use them. In regards to like, when you're saying, oh, you gotta have a conversation type of dialogue, just think of your family. And then that made me pay attention to how I dialogue with my family. So I was like, well, if I'm doing this with them for free and I'm using these techniques, I could definitely use this in a session for money. So learning your daily skills can actually build your repertoire or take you in a different way into a passion, because I do love theater arts. Theater arts is a passion. I can dance. I'll try acting if I get the chance, but voice acting allows me to be a little bit more freer. I guess it makes me feel like I'm a rapper and I'm about to spit 18 bars in front of the mic. So
I know you were feeling that too in the studio, that demo.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pointed out something, and I think, you know, these things that we go and we coach, it's a lot of stuff that you do use day in and day out without even realizing it. Uh-huh. Sometimes you need somebody to like tap you on the shoulder and kind of be like, hey, did you realize that you do this? Hey, did you realize that you do this normally in conversation too? Why don't you try doing it over here and this, you know, and for whatever reason, when it comes to just flat out reading something out loud or trying to, you know, bring a commercial to life. We don't look at it the same way as we do if you go back to like your theater arts class, right? Uh-huh. Like you get on that stage and you've got a script, and for whatever reason, in that moment, you realize, oh, I'm just a person and I'm talking to somebody else. This is my dialogue. Well, why do we never look at anything else that way? Isn't that weird? Of a sudden, you kind of need that pointed out. And that's where that giant shift changes. And it's a beautiful thing when you start having like that, like light bulb moment of like, oh, that's what I said, that like, that's how I do it. So I know that leading up to demo day, you know, I had given you some tips of advice and whatnot. But I will admit, and I think I may have said this to you in our session, that I was a little bit concerned going into demo day that if you didn't do what I suggested and like took that time to really listen back to yourself and everything, that you might not get to where you need to be when we finally went into that studio to record. Mm-hmm. Then we got into your session and take one, you already blew my mind. So I want to know, what did you do in your practice that got you to that point, but not to the point where you weren't moldable? Because that I think is a tricky, like there's a fine line from practicing to over practicing, but you did the right stuff. So I want to know what you did, because I think other people need to know. So it might help them, you know, in their process. So give me the nitty gritty, girl. Tell me your magic.
Okay, more like a method actor. What I did, I just took the advice. I downloaded a recording app and I was like, all right, we're going to read out loud. And I hated that since school, reading out loud, but we're going to listen to it. So like, I would be like, take one. And then I would say the title and then I would say my line. If I fubbed over, I'd be like, take two. Snuggles, say my line. And then if I did it too much, I just erased it. But then once I did it smoothly, I saved that recording, went to the next one, recorded the next one, did the same way where it could be smoothly. And then I listened to my final product of me just reading with either a few stumbles or no stumbles, so I can hear the pitch of my voice on these words.
Right. So let me just make sure that I've got it right. So you would go through all of your scripts before you actually took the listen back. Perfect. I love that. Now keep going.
Because that's going to help me read smoothly. But then once I listen to them, I look at the script and I was like, okay, well, with Snuggles, I need to think about a baby. I need to think about my nephew. Okay, I have that voice. I'm getting, I hear my voice and this is what I'm feeling from my voice. Okay, you might want to do it a little bit somber here. You might want to do it a little bit delicate here. So I'm critiquing myself in regards to what do I need to improve on what I'm hearing. And I only did that once because I was busy. And then that really helped me. So by the time I stepped in there, I'm already listened to my voice. So I've gotten over the phobia of my voice.
Yeah.
And now I'm listening on how I'm hitting the words in my demo. So that helped me skip that nervous step because you already did it. You know what your voice sound like in it. So now we just need to deliver it in a way where I can take the direction and go with it.
Good, good. Yeah, I mean, and I think what you just proved is you don't need to over practice. You just need to kind of allow yourself to be open to all the feelings and everything that are involved in each piece. And yeah, that is, you want to call it method acting. I think it's just understanding who you are within the piece. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't really look at commercials in that way, especially, you know, because it's like, I would never say this. Well, I don't care that you would never say it. You have to right now. So these are your words. These are your feelings. Tell me how you feel in this situation. And, you know, you looked at it in a really good way. And yeah, I mean, you got into that demo session and I don't think I had to give you all that much to really think about. Right. I mean, now I may have told you to smile bigger at times. Did I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's always like the number one thing, I think, for people. You got to get that smile much bigger, I think, than you realize. But, you know, I think that's the beautiful part. Listening back is key. And you've already hit on that. Listening back is key because that's where you do start to really hear the differences of what you're doing. You know, when you go and you listen to that Snuggles piece and you listen to it that first time and you're over there going, well, I know I smiled, but I don't know. I don't feel like I felt it though. You know? And so it's like, all right, well, let's make it a little bigger the next time. I got to think of my nephew. I love him. You know, I'm going to cradle him in my mind. You know, it's like putting all those thoughts in there. What should I have emphasized better? You know, and it's like, all right, well, we took that listen. We now have some direction to follow. Let's do it again. And that's how you improve. That's exactly what we do on demo day. That's why it's so good that you kind of practiced in that way, because you're right. So many people are scared to record themselves at first. That's the only way you're going to know what you actually sound like. And the last thing you really want to do is wait to hear what you sound like on demo day. Because that's going to be a mind twist like you don't believe. Yeah. You know, because you're already, I think a lot of people will go into demo day and they just kind of expect like, oh, the education of this is done. I've got to go knock this out of the park. But demo day is a giant learning day, and just hearing your own voice can be a big factor of that. Now, for you, was it harder or easier for you? What was the most eye-opening thing about demo day for you, you think?
that I can hear the receipt crumpling in my pocket. I was like, what is that sound? I was like, that's you twiddling the receipt in your pocket. I was like, dang, this is a good hot mic.
Yeah, no, microphones pick up everything.
I was like, well, now I see how politicians get called. These speakers be good. So once I found that out, I was like, okay, so you won't need to do a whole lot of projection. You won't need to do a whole lot of shifting on end condensations. You already know. So when you hear your voice, you're going to hear very clear. We're over the phobia of our voice. So when I got in there, that's why I think at a moment I took over a little bit. And I was like, I want to do that line again. I don't like how it sounded. It didn't go with the whole bunch. But let's cut that, Diego, one more time.
Well, yeah. And I think there was at one point, I want to say closer to the end of your session, if I remember correctly, where, you know, you were a little concerned about how like the opening line came out. And I'm like, well, girl, listen, I know you're over there thinking that you can do it better. Guess what? You will always feel that way. You know, but you always have to look at it like, okay, I feel like I could do better, but maybe this is the best I can do right now. You know, with the education that I have, with the skill that I've developed thus far. And the beautiful thing is, like, you know, because this is still new for you, if you keep doing these same things that you have been working on, you will keep taking nice, giant steps forward. If I played you my original demo, you would look at me like, wait, that's you? Because like, it sounds like me, but my voice is right up here. And like, I wasn't comfortable yet. And I wasn't fully just me yet. And it just took time. Like anything else. So for you, what do you think is like, you know, because I'm sure you thought voiceover was one thing before you actually took the initial, you know, online class, and then you actually took the program, you did the demo day. What do you think is the biggest misconception about the job itself so far that you?
I think the biggest misconception, and I probably have to come back from my first session where the guy was like, this is not going to get you into like theater arts or the movies. So that is a bigger conception. But the one thing I think he didn't mention, when you're doing your own voiceovers, it makes you feel like you are the star.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree. But here's what I'll tell you is, This can lead to anything that you're potentially going to want to do, as long as you're putting in the right effort and you're looking in the right spots and you're growing in the right ways. Like, the world is your oyster. This is a stepping stone if you want it to be, you know, and I always looked at like the fact that, you know, I started with radio. Everybody always said to me, well, what about TV? And I'm like, that would be great. I just didn't know how to navigate that in a right way. I was in upstate New York. There wasn't a lot of TV opportunity happening. Had I been in Boston for 10 years, that might've been different. You know, it's all, but that's Boston. The thing is, right? Like, I was scared to take those steps and I was just comfortable. But if you're somebody who has like the big goal in mind, you know, it's like the world is your oyster, work your way to it, make the right steps in that direction. What is the big goal you think for you?
Honestly, with this new, because this is my risk. This is my risk of my passion. So, I'm thinking of everything. Like, I want to be in animes. I kind of want to be on commercials. I want to be on radio. I want to be the animated voice on Google right now. I'll take her job. But at this point, like, cutting that demo, it showed me that, like, I could be everywhere and in a different type of way. And it's just thinking of new opportunities for myself, and something that I'm finding and sitting in my happiness with. And this is it. This is my niche. And I'm sticking with it. So.
Cool. You know, I like that. You know, I think what's nice is, you can be comfortable with whatever is coming your way, but you also can go ahead and put some extra work in and try to reach, you know, whatever you want. You know, and like you, I know that you did a commercial demo. If you want to go ahead and you want to do a character demo, like, that's an option. You know, that's the beautiful thing. As you grow, you end up having this demo and that demo and this one and this one and this one. You should, to showcase everything that you can bring to the table. So this is only the beginning, Walkita. What if anything, have you done so far as you're waiting to get your final demo in hand? Is there anything that you've been working on right now? Where are you going to be looking? What do you think?
I mean, I'm looking at the radio stations around in my neighborhood because I already know a few local addresses, a few radio stations, but then also looking at like what small businesses need to add, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is that I'm finding. And like, I sell Mary Kay, so I meet small business women every day.
That's beautiful.
So
got to take that and run with it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you want a facial, hit me up. I can do Zoom, but I'm figuring that like I can reach out more. I have more opportunities than what I had before, and I have more of ideas of how I want this career, this passion to leave me. Because demo was an eye-opening experience, and I just want to have that experience every single time, you know? And I figure with people who are building businesses, also the local radio shows is my way to get my leg in the door.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'll tell you? Don't be scared to do something that might be free of charge at first, just to something you could say, look what I did. You know, this is legit. This is real. You know, because that experience could be word of mouth that gets you the first paid gig, or the next first, you know, next gig. You've got the right mentality. Like, look all over the place. Don't limit yourself to any business that seems like it makes sense. Reach out, say hi, shake hands, kiss babies. You know, it's not gonna hurt anything. The worst thing they can say is no, or you know, maybe hey, send the demo and you don't hear anything. You know, like you're going to have that happen time and time again in this industry. Mm-hmm. But as long as you don't stop, then you can do whatever you want. You know, I'm a firm believer. I'm somebody like, you know, it's just a few years ago, it's like, I lost everything, had to build it all back. I didn't think it was even possible, but because all the hard work that you're just starting to do that I had been doing for years, it made that build back a lot easier than it could have been. So those steps are very important always. Nurture those relationships, and I just can't wait to see what happens for you, Walkita.
I can't wait to show you. Like, honestly, like, I'm so geek. I can't wait to actually listen to my demo in completion. And I mean, I have plans. I have plans.
Yeah, and I believe it. So, you know, write them down, manifest it, start putting the work in, and by the time that this episode has dropped, that demo should be up on your website. So I want to make sure that we shout it out. It's walkitawhite.iconvoice.com. So walkitawhite.iconvoice.com. Walkita, your demo, the experience that I have with you is fantastic. I wish you nothing but the best. Stay in touch so I can find out exactly what you got going on. Okay. And maybe we can update
you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. So much knowledge. You're an awesome teacher.
Oh, well, thank you. I thank you very much. And anybody that maybe wants to be a part of the podcast at any point, or just shoot me a question, you can. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. And we got a brand new episode coming next week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.